Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence. Android.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo, yes.
Whoa.
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 Yeah. Whoa.
Well, hello, Davey boy.
Jesus Christ.
You got close cameras.
God damn.
Every damn time, dude. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Why did it do that?
I know. It blew up right on me, dude. I'm cool with it, man. So you guys get the whole dome, dude.
You can see it right up your fucking nose.
Wow. You don't want to see. I got some hair coming out of these bad boys, man. I'm getting at that age, you know what I mean?
I mean, audio listeners really just missed out because...
High def fucking close
call. That
was
good, dude.
It's like the face of a drone right there. You
know, I felt like I was on a date with Dave.
Yeah.
I was getting ready for a smoochy McBoochie.
Smoochy McBoochie?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What the fuck?
Isn't that what you call it?
I think so. Something like that.
Maybe you want a smoochy McBoochie?
I'll fix it real quick.
No problem. Oh. No problem. It's Monday. Happy Monday to everybody. It's the beginning of the week. Yes.
It is actually Moon Day. There was a full moon last night into today, it's like full moon day. It's very, very weird.
That's nice.
I feel odd.
Yeah, I came out of work
extra horny.
I had the moon right there, and I was like, "Damn, it's a cool looking moon, dude. It's nice and orangish, like a real dark kind of color." And I was like, "I was like, damn, look at that moon right there, just staring at me. Something's going on." You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, there was a school shooting.
Shooting.
Sacrifice on a full moon, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was something. You know, it's funny how they, like, when, you know, they want you to know the information, they get that out there right away. You know, all the leaks and shit. It's this person, they got this fucking blah, 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 and they're this old, and this is their background, and this is their whole social media. And then when they don't want you, it's like, we don't want to jump to conclusions here. You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff coming out. No validation, obviously, but there's stuff coming out that this person was a transgender person. Don't know if that's true or not. I think the name was...
Well, it's being, reported that it was a girl 15 or 16? How old?
15 is 15 what the majority what are heard. Claiming.
Okay.
So we've heard as little as 14, as old as 17, but it seems like 15 seems to be the mainstream.
See, and that's what sucks, dude, because like everybody has to be the first. Come on, get it out! Yeah. How old was she? We'll just say she was 17.
Yeah, they just throw numbers. They're throwing it all out. I think she's 15. It seems like from... The as credible sources as you can get seem to be putting it at 15, and we'll just go with that for the time being. But her name was Samantha.
Natalie Samantha,
something else. I don't know. Why do you have multiple names like that? It's kind of weird, you know?
I just bookmarked a photo.
Yeah.
Apparently that's the Wisconsin Christian school shooter.
Yeah.
Samantha Rupp Now.
Yeah.
R-U-P Now. You know, so like, that's the thing with these types of things, with these shootings. I'm big into like the numbers, you know me, like stupid numbers.
Yeah.
But I always notice that when people die, it's either 17 or 3 and 7. And I noticed that there was 3 people dead, like a student, a teacher, and then the shooter. And then there were 7 people in the hospital. So 3 and 7.
Well, now they're saying 5.
Dead?
5 dead or 5 in the hospital?
5 dead.
Ooh.
Oh.
So they passed later on then, I would assume.
Yeah, so that's the issue with this, man, because I certainly it could be 3. It could be 5. That's what the problem is with this shit is, like, you just said it, man. They want to be the first to report it. You don't know if people are in critical condition. But
well, and that's what happens, like, though.
Yeah. No, it's
like
not...
there's 3 dead on the scene and then 7 in condition. They're at the hospital. We don't know what condition they're at, but, you know, that sucks, dude. Like,
yeah,
I just think that, you know, when it's weird when you look at what was the big one? I don't even want to say the name because it's so censored, but it's the Hook, the school with the Hook that Alex Jones got in big trouble for, right? Mm. That happened around the same time frame in December, right around the winter solstice area. I don't know, dude. Like, I'm just like, why do they do this in December? Is December that depressing for some of these?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that you bring that up, because I do think that there's something kind of weird to the whole thing. I do also see the other side of it, that like December does seem to be a month where people commit suicide more often. Depression's at an all-time high. Maybe family life's not good, and it's the time of the year where you spend time with family. So, I mean, I see both ends of it, but you're right that it does seem to fall into place around December. And you can't put all of that just on the fact that that's the time of year where people are the most depressed. You know, like, is there something more to it? I'm with you. But it is a time where if you're really down, it's exacerbated.
Exacerbated?
Masturbated even more. You know what I'm saying? Because it's lonely. And same with Valentine's Day or something. You know, like, if you're a lonely person, everybody else is celebrating Valentine's Day and getting candies, and you're not, that's when you get most pissed off. You know what I mean? You're
like, that's actually, Valentine's Day is the day that most dicks get chopped off. Did you guys know that?
I believe it. You don't
have to. I just made that shit up. I believe it.
I believe it 100%, dude. Yeah, if you're going to say it, like, I'm with you. Because I feel like if that's the day, like, you didn't give me a gift, what the fuck are you doing, Billy?
Lorraine, you know, Bobbitt your ass.
I'm taking your dick.
Yeah.
Give me a gift, I'm taking your dick.
Yeah, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna fucking use it. I'm gonna put it in plaster and fucking, you know.
I'll slap you in the face with it.
Hey, you said what's yours is mine, right? That's
God
damn it. Can you imagine the pain of that? But no, listen, the information, for whatever reason, they're not releasing much on this. They're not putting much out. But I will say that I was reading it to Chris before, that the police officer who's running this, the police chief or whoever's running this case, was asked about the person being transgender, and he said that he's not sure. He's not sure if they're transgender. I'm trying to find the exact quote, but basically he just said, I don't know whether Natalie was transgender or not, and quite frankly, I don't think that's important at all. Yeah. Well, I think it is, because you're talking about a
mental instability.
Well, there's that. Right. You could talk about the mental instability of people that are going through these things. You can also say that this was a Christian school. Right. And if there was some beef as her being transgender in whatever manner, I could see why they would shoot up a Christian school, who you would argue probably doesn't have the same values as you do. And then I think, Chris, you were saying that this person was actually wearing.
Yeah. The exact same shirt that the Columbine shooter wore.
Yeah, which is
like, wait, what?
That picture that she has of her, that you just bookmarked, that one.
Yeah.
That picture is the exact same.
That's a band.
Shirt that the Columbine shooter was wearing. In the
what does that say?
KMFDM. Remember that band? KMFDM?
No.
KMFDM.
Yeah, there was like a techno rock kind of band.
It's also a German thing.
I don't know what's that stand for, though, because KMFDM was a band that was fairly prevalent years ago, dude.
Dude, this is saying originally Kein Mehrheit für die Mitglied.
Yeah, German.
Yeah.
But see, if you look up KMFDM, like on Apple right now, their top songs, Megalomaniac, they have some German songs, Stray Bullet, you know, right? Maybe.
Dude, it came Anarchy. Out in 1984, dude.
Anarchy, I Love Not, Light, World War III, Let Go. I mean, The Drug Against War.
Dude, I've never heard of these guys, so
I guarantee you have, because there was, I would say in the late 90s, early 2000s, they were on multiple TV shows. Their shit was all over the place, man. I remember them very vividly. I never really got into their shit, because it's not my cup of tea, per se. But they were.
I'm wondering, what is the tie between this music or this band and that, like, shootings, you know what I mean? That's an interesting tie. That's weird that she wore the same fucking shirt.
Yeah, I just bookmarked it.
I honestly think she we don't know. Okay, we'll leave it at that. We don't know.
Let's call it her she.
Natalie or Ned is who what they are. But the point is like, I would argue that she's probably wearing it only because he wore it. I highly doubt this girl actually listened to this group. I don't think they put out anything significant for years. You know what I'm saying? And she's very young, so I highly doubt she's a huge fan, but maybe I'm wrong. I think she's mimicking somebody that she was aspiring to be, which was the shooter. That seems like the most logical situation. But for him, you know, when this happened with Columbine, I'm sure that band was actually more prevalent at that period of time, and he probably was into it.
Well, I don't know. So that KMFDM, that German loosely translates to, quote, no pity for the majority.
There we go.
So it's just weird that they formed in 1984, and isn't that like... I don't know.
Like I told you, they've been George around Orwell. A long time, dude. Like I said, they were kind of like industrial. So it's like a shitty Nine Inch Nails meets Rammstein. You know what I'm saying? Like picture that, like techno rock kind of fucking that kind of vibe. That's the vibe. And I'm not. Listen, I remember listening to them when I, you know, way back in the day, and I was like, they had a couple really catchy songs and shit. They're kind of cool, but as a whole, it's just kind of a weird group.
Oh, you know what I mean? So you just described Prodigy.
There you go.
They sound just like Prodigy.
Yeah, but think Prodigy's
stupid repetitive electronic.
It's not
music.
Repetitive. That's the one thing. It's not repetitive like Prodigy. Even though Prodigy's kind of cool, though, man. I got to be honest with you. They're kind of cool, but you know they had their moment. But they're not repetitive like Prodigy. Like they're an actual like think of Nine Inch Nails, right? How they actually have chorus verses. You know they do that kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's not just like a fucking dance rave kind of shit. You know what I mean? But with all that being said, I was trying to look up to see if there's controversy. They said they have sometimes provocative lyrics and imagery, which often dealt with themes of violence, sexuality, societal critique, leading to accusations of being too extreme or offensive for some listeners, particularly when coupled with their aggressive industrial music style.
We've heard that before. Like, I really want to know. We'll never know this because it just will never get out. But like the psychiatric, therapeutic, whatever that all of these school shooters went through, because I guarantee she was on some sort of antidepressant. She went to a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to know, like, what if they play this KMFDM or whatever the fuck this band's called in like her psychotherapy? And they're like, you want to kill.
Oh,
you want to kill.
Okay. All right.
Like an MK Ultra type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I mean, listen, I'm not going to say no to that. You never know, dude. Some of these people are weird. I feel you kind of got to be different in order to do this kind of job anyways, right? Like, don't they always say, like, psychiatrists and shit probably went through a lot of shit themselves, which is what led them to being in these roles. So maybe. But
you look at, like, Batman. I mean... You see, like, villains and psychiatrists and, like, these doctors, these high-up physicians, and usually, like, psychiatrists, psychologists. You've seen it in Batman. There's the Penguin.
Yeah.
There was, like, a psychologist in there that was kind of evil.
Yeah.
But it's, like, for the longest time, I was telling you guys this, like, we were taught that the soft science was just bullshit, but I think the world runs on the soft science, you know what I mean? Like, taking advantage of people, propaganda, MK Ultra, getting them to think something so that way they walk off the cliff by themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think I get what you're saying. Start with this. I don't prescribe to the idea personally that music makes people do this stuff in a certain way. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a piece of the puzzle that you know, like the whole, like, you know, when you look at Columbine and Marilyn Manson, right? Like that was a big thing. Like, did Manson cause these things? Like, no, I don't think Manson caused these things. But I think, unfortunately, people that are mentally disturbed go to music that is also dark in nature. And that was Manson. That is KMFDM, right? So,
or I don't know how subliminal or what is it? The subliminal snowman?
Subliminal snowman.
I don't know how that shit works because, like, sometimes you can just flash stuff on a screen and then all of a sudden you're hungry for a donut or something. And come to find out, they were inserting an image of a donut every like millisecond. You know what I mean? So it's like, how does that shit?
But see, here's the thing, though. Like, people like donuts. You know what I'm saying? True. Like, so here's my argument.
I buy donuts all the time.
There you go. Donuts are great, man. Shipley donut here is actually not that bad. I don't know if you had them. They're pretty good. But here's the
thing. It says it right in the name, though. Do not. Okay? Do not. So do not.
I think if you look at, like, subliminal, like, with Pepsi or donuts or fucking this guy. Sure. I mean, we all like it. So you see it and you're like, oh, that sounds kind of good right now. But killing? You know what I mean? Like, that's, I feel like that's a harder cliff to jump on, right? Like, or jump off of. Like, no one really is born to kill, I don't believe. And so you're just sitting there and you, like, listen to Manson, for example, and there's a subliminal message about killing somebody. And you're like, oh, I need to do it.
Well, dude, that's a good question. I mean, maybe people are born to kill. There is something called, sure. There's a belief in iniquity. Have you ever heard this term? Iniquity?
Iniquity, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know really. Yeah, I've heard it, but I don't know. I don't understand it that well.
It's a crazy idea, dude. It's, so it's like this idea that your ancestors' sins or their, like if they've killed somebody, that travels in your DNA.
Okay.
So like if you were like Hitler's, like, I don't know, nephew or something, you'd have a piece of Hitler in you going like, oh yeah, I got some bad DNA, right?
Okay. I get you.
And so it's like this idea that the more and more that you perverse your DNA, you taint your DNA, sometimes with miracle medicine, sometimes with heavy trauma. Okay. We're talking about as a child,
sure,
you know, and unfathomable things, right? Mm. So as you taint this DNA and you keep having kids, that lineage becomes easier to corrupt down the line. So they can become a slave. They can become, you know, their mind can become penetrable.
Sure. And I think, I think you see that now though, right? Like for whatever reason, we've talked about this, like in nauseam, the fact that like, why does society seem to be crumbling at such a rapid pace? You know what I mean? Like there's obviously all these avenues that we could go down, the breakdown of family and all the other things that can happen. But that would be a point that you could lead towards that, right? Is that like, yeah, we're just now catching up to the fact that like all these sins and all these past things that happened in our lives are eating us up. But see, the thing that bothers me is like millions of people listen to Marilyn Manson. I always use him just because he was the token boy for like terrible
picking
shit,
on,
you know, picking on it. Yeah. But like millions of people listen to him, you know what I'm saying? And millions of people don't kill people because of it. So like, that's why I do not believe that is the reason why. I've listened to his music.
Same thing with video games.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing. Right now a person that's like, what's that old saying where they're like, you know, every killer has drank milk. That doesn't mean that milk is the reason.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, correlation is not causation.
There you go. So listen, I'm not saying that they're the music for you or, you know, you should respect it, but I also don't think that KMFDM for this gal, for example, was the reason that she like went overboard. I think that,
for
that,
sure.
Yeah. The Columbine shooters as a whole was probably a bigger reason.
I'm thinking more of along the lines of, was the KMFDM some sort of signal? Or was it a message? Is this something that they use, or was she just simply just trying to be like another shooter somewhere?
Well, right? I mean, if you're into the scene, okay, let's say you're into that dark thing where you actually like school shooters, which is bizarre, but if you relate to them, mm-hmm, you may also start, especially because if you idolize the two men, right, that were doing it, you might also start following in the trace that they were. What were they listening to? What kind of stuff were they doing? Like mimicking all those things. And this could just be one of those situations, man.
Yeah, I would just expect a newer band. You know what I mean? Because Columbine was closer to when they were like KMFDM, whatever, when they were relevant.
Yeah.
You know,
that's,
so I'd expect,
I know, but
like
that's what makes me think that it's a copycat. That's exactly what makes me think it's a copycat. Because, like, it's not even like Nine Inch Nails. They're not putting out shit all the time, but they're relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like Nine Inch Nails is a huge band in the industry. KMFDM, still, they just put out a song this year. So they're still, they obviously have a fan base. They still put out music. But they're not, the big, their biggest, I would argue, they're probably their biggest moments were early 2000s, late 90s. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember their freaking, their first hit, Nipple Pincher.
Nipple Pincher,
so freaking rocking, dude. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I just put on my headphones and pinched my nipples.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that good hit, Trans
It's
Up.
It's a clincher.
You know what I'm saying? Trans It Up.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Trans It Up. Trans It Up.
Shit.
Okay.
No, you get
anyway,
the point. You get the point. You get the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's weird. I'm not into that. I will not subscribe to that kind of stuff, man.
Well, here's where I want to pivot, and I'm going to use this as a pivot question, okay?
Okay.
Was this shooting a distraction for the drones? No. Everybody wants to know about the drones right now. What's going on?
No, I don't think it was a distraction for the drones. No, I think people's minds are heavily involved in drones right now, and I don't think this shooting or anything is going to really distract them from that. Because, see, you hear this on the news, and people in New Jersey are going to be like, oh, that's fucked up, whatever they say, right, about the shooting. Yeah. And then they're going to go,
not as fucked up as this drone.
And then they're going to look outside.
They're going to go,
yeah, these fucking drones, man. Hey, hold on. I'm looking at this fucking drone right now. So, yeah, that's. I think the drones, there is no, this is not a distraction for that. If it was, it's a terrible distraction. You know what I mean? This is not working.
yeah, it's not going to get through.
No.
But like, so like Trump came out, said basically, you know, this is kind of a strange thing. He used the word strange, like talking about these drones.
He said they also know.
See. Huh? What's that?
He said the government knows.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Huh? Yeah, he came out and he said, they know, the military knows.
Biden knows.
They know where they're coming from. They know where they're going. They're just not telling anybody.
Yeah.
You know what? He, so like, I'm still into this conspiracy stuff, right?
Well, yeah.
And like,
dude, you blew my mind a second ago when you said that. I was like, what?
Well, hey,
I thought we were way over this shit, dude.
Nope. Still in it.
God, I thought you were changing this other show to normal sauna. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nope. This is still strange sauna.
Okay.
But you know what though? Like the Q stuff, I'm still not a fan of now. Like I've totally flipped the script on that, but I do follow people who talk about it because I'm still interested. Cause I do think a lot of the stuff will come true to kind of solidify Trump as like their guy. But, you know how they always say like misspellings matter, you know? Right.
Okay.
Sure.
So like Trump will purposefully misspell something and then correct it several seconds, maybe minutes later, right? So on Truth, he wrote something about the drones, like, these drones are wild. If we don't know something about them, they got to shoot these things down, right? And he misspelled the word don't and shoot. And so people are saying, he's secretly saying, don't shoot. Don't shoot the drones.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, because that's a felony. I wouldn't shoot the drones either, to be honest with you.
Well, if it's on my property, no, I might it's still take a shot.
Yeah, it's still a felony. We looked that shit up, remember? We
yeah, I couldn't tell if that was like, if you're just shooting like official fucking drones down.
I don't think you're allowed to shoot
If you're like,
any.
If your neighbor's flying a drone down, you shoot it down.
I don't think you're allowed to shoot
well,
any.
Well, dude, they said it wasn't theirs. The Pentagon said it wasn't theirs. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, if this must be just some random Joe Blow, and I'm going to shoot his drone.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that the government is, this is theirs. That's where I'm
sure,
starting to go with
yes.
that. And
they're still not saying it, though. They just released a fucking statement saying that there's millions of fucking public drones around. That's probably what this is.
You're kidding me. The government lied?
Yeah, that's
no way.
Bananas, dude. Listen, I think once this has been going on for what, 30 days plus, right?
Yeah.
And it had some traction for a while, but it wasn't as popular as it has been over the past week or so, right? Week and a half. It's really been like tons of videos, tons of people talking about it. And at that point, if the government still is going to deny or not look into it and still play the whole, like, we don't know what this is, I call bullshit on that, right? Because at that moment, they could have said, listen, people, like, behind closed doors, people are really interested in this. We need to like, come up with an answer. And they don't have one. And that just tells me if it was Syria or somebody else at this point with the amount of outrage over this thing, they would have figured out something or said something or done something. And so at this point, I've steered away from the idea that I think it's foreign. And I think that it's probably just us doing something, you know.
Well, so, like, I don't know if anybody out there was on our Patreon. Everybody get on Patreon, $5 a month. You can join our call-in shows. Last Friday, we were talking about, and Chris, I think, solved what these drones are doing, dude.
Chris, well, okay. Tell the people. I don't know if I solved it. It's just a guess.
Theory.
It's my theory.
Okay.
But
there's somebody to back it up though now, like a professional. Apparently, this guy who posted this 9-minute long video, the CEO of a drone manufacturing company,
yeah,
right, and he posted and he was saying, you don't deploy drones at night because if you're going to map out and you're going to do surveillance and all that stuff, unless you're tracking a specific device.
You're
you
looking.
Use
yeah, I watched that video. He said you're
camera.
Using thermal or sensors, and you're looking for something,
right, or someone.
Yeah.
And what you said last Friday was what?
I said, what if it was a combination of truths here, and they were ours? They were like, because there was that Reddit thing or whatever that said they were from Space Force. It was Space Force doing a fucking conducting a thing. And I said, what if multiple things here are true? They are ours. It's Space Force. They're not telling anybody what it is because then people would find out and they wouldn't be able to do their operation. But they're using these to track down illegal aliens because they have a big deportation coming up next year that they need to prepare for.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And then what did we do? Yeah. We looked this up. So I looked this up and I was like, curious. And literally South Africa just deployed a drone program to catch illegal immigrants coming into their country, or at least that section of the country. Down in Texas, just this last weekend, a drone caught 8 illegal immigrants. Yeah, I know they've been using drones for a long time, right?
Yeah, the only thing, though, is that those are very, very different situations. We can't put those together, because what they're doing is, like, if you go to the border and you're using drones, that's normal. They're using, like, infrared and stuff, and they're seeing people jumping over the fence or running over a field. And it's easy to spot those. I get that. That makes perfect sense. The only issue that, because we were talking about this the other day, you came over after the show, actually.
Yeah.
And the only thing is like, how do you do that? How do you identify an illegal immigrant there? You know, 1,000 feet down, 500 feet down, whatever it is, right? Whatever the elevation is. Like, how do you, do they have some special thing?
What were they given when they came in the country? I don't know. Were they given phones?
If they were given phones, then you don't need a drone.
Sure. But I mean, like, that's another thing, too, is... There is this guy who did this video, and I do want to talk about this because the video is interesting. And he says that they're using this to track something, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And he goes off on this information about there's missing nuclear material. Yeah,
he was tying his theory to missing nuclear weapons. And they were basically, he was alluding that they may have made their way into the U.S. and they're worried about them, so now they're trying to track them down, right?
Correct, yeah. And so there's a portion of this video, and I think it's like towards the end, but like he seems knowledgeable. He seems honestly like an engineer because he gets way too detailed in the specifics for somebody who doesn't really know that much about drones and making drones and stuff.
Yeah.
But like out of the 9 minutes I caught that, I was like, okay, so if this was just a surveillance drone, it wouldn't be deployed at night unless it had this thermal cam.
Yeah.
And then if otherwise, it would be equipped with these sniffer areas. That's why they're flying so low, because they have this ability to seek out this material somehow. I don't know what the mechanism is, but you get close within a proximity and this drone would detect whatever decay, like if the nuclear material has some sort of
radiation signature or something.
They were talking about something. Some gamma signature that would be released. I'm leaning towards that. The one that I was kind of looking into is similar to this, but not quite. There is no like nuclear threat, but like they were saying that.
Well, they haven't said there is, and maybe that's a reason why they're not saying they know what's going on, is because there could be, and if they were to release that, people would panic.
That's true, and I obviously don't know, but I'm saying the theory that was discussed was that there is not a nuclear weapon out there right now, but what they're doing is actually they have a vast variety of these drones that they've been creating and making or bringing in, and they're using them for future, right? Mm-hmm. They're testing them right now on if they can actually identify a dirty bomb in a major city landscape, right? So they have these certain areas where they put this kind of fake shit, like fake gamma, I don't even know how that would work, but like you put out like a fake stuff and you have these things deployed to see if they can locate where the bomb would be. You know what I'm saying? So if New York or somebody had like a situation where there was, we've hidden a, you know, they could maybe detect it.
I did post something or bookmark something on X, and this is just a snapshot, and I know this isn't like the official document. Mm. But I was watching a show and they were kind of going to the official website and they were confirming this, that New Jersey, there was missing nuclear waste, or nuclear waste material went missing in New Jersey around December 2nd, 2024. So about a couple weeks ago, right? It was reported to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection and Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The shipping container carrying the material was found both damaged and empty. And then you have a snippet here forwarded and made into a meme, but it shows the agreement, state report, source lost in transit, the shipping container arrived to its destination damaged and empty, and I don't know where it says this contains nuclear stuff. It says this material contains Cat 3 level of radioactive material or less than.
Yeah.
but people are pointing to this website saying, yeah, it does look like it's something went missing. Mm. Like some nuclear material went missing. And I'm trying to find a better source than that.
Yeah, see, that's the problem is I just don't have like a vast understanding of like how that all breaks down. Because like not all, I'm assuming, not all nuclear waste is equal. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, some of it might not be worth a damn. You know what I mean? This could just be literal waste that means nothing and is not used for anything. And with all of this, like we're just guessing, right? Like we have no idea. And that's the thing that bothers me is like, even in the scenario where Chris was talking about, right? Which is, I don't think that's a bad assessment at all. Like that seems plausible to mm-hmm. like have something that we can track, you know, just like Google Maps using this and stuff. There's all these plausible things, but why would the government not just come out and say they can lie about the details and most people wouldn't give a shit.
Or just not say anything about the details. Just say, we know about the drones. We're doing a military exercise.
Dude, like, you wouldn't want to say that.
Yeah, why? The military
they would never admit that.
Yeah. How many times? How many times?
It's like 50 years from now.
What do you mean? How many times have they announced they're doing a fucking exercise in this city? They're doing this like fucking thing over here. They're doing these over here.
They have.
Well, it's a big fucking deal if they had a drone thing and they're saying, hey, we're just running some tests. We're training people on these drones.
Because I think the drones can fly. Like, I think they can fall out of the air. I'm just going to say, like, if a drone falls out of the air and just crashes. I bookmarked one that landed in New Jersey, supposedly. And if you already claim those and that's yours, then that's your problem. You know what I mean? If you just come out and say, hey, these aren't ours. We don't know what the hell those are.
This one?
Any collateral damage this that happens, you're not responsible for. Yeah, there it is. Kablamo, look at that.
Yeah,
that's it looks that. Just like a ceiling fan, but that is a drone.
That
everybody.
Is not a ceiling fan. That's the multicolored lights right there, like everyone sees.
Yep.
All these right Be-do-boop. There.
That's a
fucking drone.
Took out the bush, you know what I'm saying?
It did. Several.
I don't know if I would agree with you on that, man, because they do training exercises with military equipment all the time, to Chris's point, and any of those things can also crash and burn and fall. I don't see drones being any worse or less, probably less damaging than a fucking helicopter.
I will put it this way. They do military experiments all the time, and they don't tell the public.
Yeah, but see, I think the way your mind's thinking on that is really more what this is about. It's not so much that it's a drone. I just think that, like, people aren't used to drones, just like they're not used to medical experiments or any of these other experiments, right? They're used to helicopters,
so
they're used to
planes.
This
is the picture of that drone that fell, supposedly.
That does
right. Mean. This is an officer, someone in New Jersey, holding this drone.
Yeah. It looks like it has some kind of actuator arm right here, like it can grab shit.
But I mean, it's big. What is that? 4 feet long? 4.5 feet?
Yeah, but that's 5 feet. Just like, again, that just doesn't match up with the size that people are seeing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's huge. That's a good size. That's beyond just like a normal everyday drone that any person would probably have. But, like, that just doesn't seem like it matches up, man. When you're talking about, quote-unquote, car size or van size or fucking small bus size.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
You're at a different level.
That's a different level, man. You know what I mean? And but ultimately, I don't know that people would... If you said we were doing drone experiments or, like, we're doing a military drone thing, people would have a lot of questions. Like, what are we doing drones? Like, what's the drones coming in? Like, we haven't talked about heavy drone use in the military.
Exactly.
So it just brings a different kind of thing. If you're saying there's, hey guys, we're gonna have a bunch of fucking Blackhawks flying around, you'd be like, I see that shit all the time. Like, fucking okay, you know what I mean? Like, no big deal. Drones are a little bit scarier. They're a little bit scary for some people.
Yeah, so that's why I don't think that they would just come out and say, hey, we're gonna be doing a drill. Chris, I just bookmarked. This is the official photo of the actual website, the New Jersey Nuclear Regulatory Commission's alert. USNRC. I opened it up in a separate window. So if you right click that and open it up in a new tab, then you can see it a little bit bigger. There we go. So, like, a current event notification report, December 13th, 2024. You have, what is this?
12.
So they're saying the license reported to ND, blah, 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 blah. The material event contains, this is exactly what we saw on that meme, but this is the official document. less than Cat 3 level of radioactive material. It says sources that are less than IAEA Category 3 sources are either sources that are very unlikely to cause permanent injury to individuals or contain a very small amount of radioactive material that would not cause any permanent injury.
Okay.
Some of these sources, such as moisture density gauges or thickness gauges that are Category 4, the amount of unshielded radioactive material is not safely managed, or if not safely managed or securely protected, could possibly, although it is unlikely, temporary and temporal. Basically, blah, blah, blah. It's going to injure something, right?
Yeah, I like to give up, dude. You're just like, fuck it.
Dude, like, it's just too much mumbo-jumbo for me.
So
but it's like,
what they're saying is that this stuff seemingly is not at a level that would be a severe risk to society.
Correct. And nobody is highlighting that paragraph down at the bottom.
No.
They're and just like, saying, but see, radioactive!
Yeah, but see, and you've done this too. Like, right, this is the thing is like, well, how do you trust them, right? But you're also, mm-hmm. like, talking about a document on a website where it's not some flashy fucking thing. Like, this is just a report that they put on their site. I bet you they have tons of these things if you actually dig through. I have never been to this website.
Yes.
But they're not in the business of, like, bullshit. They're just saying this is what it is. It's not that heavily.
Well, dude, you just hit on something that this is our number one, like, first question. How often does this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one can tell you that right now.
Well, it's the same with
this shit kind of goes missing.
Yeah, or something's filed.
A category three, less than category three level of radioactive material. How long or how often does that type of material specifically go missing?
I feel like it should never go missing, right?
But the shit happens. That's the thing is when you're transporting these things through semi trucks, trains, and other such things. Like,
yeah, but it could be an X-ray machine.
You might have misplaced it or have it on a different shipment or something, and you lost track of shit. Mm. But knowing what container it was in and then having that container be empty, that's a different thing.
What?
It being damaged and empty.
I mean, yeah. I'm going to take back my statement that it could be an X-ray because I don't think X-rays have nuclear material on them.
No. But here's the
Maybe
thing.
Maybe something else?
Yeah, I don't know if they would or not. That's a good question, actually. I'm done with that shit. I got to be honest with you.
Me too.
But here's the thing, though. Like, is this liquid form? Is it a solid? Like, I don't know how this stuff works. I'm just being honest. I don't know. So say you have a... Because you see the semi-trucks that call in materials, or sometimes there's some real nasty shit that they're hauling around, right?
Yeah.
And they have their little placards on the vehicle that says, like, this is a toxic gas or this is a whatever. Now, hypothetically, because I don't know, so if somebody does know, please correct me, I'm all ears. Let's say this was a liquid, or let's say this was a powder or some kind of form of something, crap. If it was damaged, you know what I'm saying? If somebody hit it or it was driving and it was damaged, or the back tailgate was open, or the hatch was
which
slightly
they said
open,
it was,
which was open. Is it possible that this shit just leaked out as it was driving for 4 hours?
And yeah, just emptied like the fucking Ohio. Vessel? Yeah.
There you go. I'm not saying that you should agree with me. I'm just saying, like, you have to look at all the possibilities. And when we don't know, I'm just saying, is it possible that in transport this thing just leaked itself out completely, and there was nothing left by the time they got to the destination? I don't know. I would think that they would stop and get gas and be like, oh,
well,
shit.
I think it was a shipping container, right, that it was mm-hmm. in. So mm-hmm. it was probably a bunch of individual containers inside of a shipping container.
I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. I really don't. Or is it a shipping container? Woo, hey, we're going Whoa. Into it. We're not even going into it.
That was my...
I don't know what it is.
Dango.
Dude, you guys got happy
That's
hands,
got a boner.
I don't know. And that's the problem is, like, when the average person doesn't understand it or doesn't understand how it's shipped or what the precautions are that are taken when these things are shipped, like, how do you even begin to, like, assume? I think it's an interesting find by whoever found it. You know, they're saying, hey, but to your point, Greg, this is the issue that I've always had with this crap. You highlight one section of it and you don't highlight another. And that exactly. that other one is very important into the whole equation. It's saying, guys, yes, of course, if you touch this thing and fucking lick it, you're going to probably get sick. Okay, but as a whole, like, this leaking out in somewhere is not just going to automatically cause a, like, the train derailment where that shit's in the air and you're fucking breathing this garbage. But to your point, the train's happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, oh, and there's another train incident the next week, and another, and then you start actually going back, and you're like, wait, how many train accidents are there? There's actually quite a few, man. It's shocking.
The, yeah, it's the first question everybody should ask is like, how often does this happen? Is this a regular occurrence?
Yes.
Or are we blowing this thing up to make it a bigger deal than it actually should
be? To be fair, with that one, we may get a lot of train accidents and leakages and other things that happen, but we haven't seen a lot of the black smog.
Yeah.
Right. There are variations to these things, but I'm just saying the idea of a train derailment and leaking oils and shit into the river is not, it's not common, but it's not uncommon either. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, I do want to go to the chat here because Whitney just said, did you guys see the drone that flew into the orb and then fell to the ground?
Yeah, I did see that.
And I was like, no, I haven't seen that. So I found it and I bookmarked it.
Yeah.
Check this out, dude. This is a strange interaction. Supposedly, I mean, this is coming from somebody who shared this saying, aliens in Phoenix, Arizona, December 14th.
Yeah.
So get around that, the words on the screen, but then eventually you'll see what happens here.
I can't tell what it is. Whoa, was that
so the bright thing is the orb.
It's so beautiful.
Supposedly the other two blinking things are the drones that fly up to it, or maybe just that one is the drone, right?
Whatever the green flesh and one is, he moved quick around it.
How about you stay on the fucking thing, lady? Jesus.
Yeah, this is a bad camera job.
Super quick.
Oh, they're not moving.
Super quick. Super quick. Just, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you jerking your camera around super quick? That's what I see.
So it happens here towards the end of the video, like right here.
Right here.
See, the drone is falling out of the sky right now.
Where?
And you'll see it kind of.
Oh, okay.
That, whatever it was, just shut down the drone.
Shot it down.
Yeah, I don't know that it shot it down, but it is an interesting video.
Yeah, that is weird.
Right. Could have used like a magnetic pulse or an EMP.
So I don't remember who it was or what was going on, but they were saying that certain drones do have the capability to get near other electrical equipment, such as drones, and kind of blast them to the point where they can take control of them or drop them out of the sky.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's the EMP technology. They actually, I was looking this up, like researching, like, how is this the military? Like, what kind of drones do they have? And they actually have, you know, the Pentagon just signed a contract with this company that creates drones that can go up and knock other drones out of the sky with this like radar EMP type of pulsating directional weapon.
I try to keep it like level, like what could this possibly be? Like I don't know. First of all, the orb thing to me is just so blown out. Like when we had the conversation, I believe it was last Wednesday, that dude,
I believe in orbs.
Well, I believe in orbs for sure, but like for sure
the problem, I have one right here,
there you go. The issue is with my the, orb. That's that moon. Ooh. Orb, dude, you know what I'm saying? It's your a pretty
orb.
Looking
big. It's a big orb, baby.
Pretty looking ball there. The gentleman that you were talking about referencing last Wednesday, the guy that kind of made the accusation about the airplane going into the portal. And then I literally, when we got off, I was like, that dude's so full of shit. Like that
Ashton Forbes,
that camera shot of him. Like when you zoom into something like lit, it orbs up, you know what I mean? It just like the camera can't do it. It fucking, it goes into a ball. And so even with this one, that the one thing is that particular light,
it had an interaction with it.
But I'm saying it didn't blink. Like the what was clearly like a drone flying up to it was blinking greens and shit. That one did not seem to blink. Maybe we
the orb see. Did not blink.
The orb, it did not seem to blink. But that does not mean that it wasn't another drone. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I don't know that it's alien. You know?
Exactly. I don't think any of this shit's alien.
Spiritual.
But I think that they're. No. Well, so
maybe
here's
it's
the,
a,
that's
maybe
what
it's
everybody...
a fucking. Maybe it's an angel.
Shit.
Could be.
Maybe it's a I don't, disciple you know, of God.
Possible, not probable. I'll put it that way.
There you go.
So like that is what I've been seeing is there's a lot of like Project Blue Beam. This is aliens. They're prepping us for aliens. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with aliens.
No,
like
I,
to me, a drone has nothing to do with alien technology, you know?
Greg, I'm going to say something I don't say often. I agree with you 1,000%, dude.
there we go.
No, I do. There's nothing about this. And I said this when we first talked about this. I don't see anything here that screams aliens to me.
Right.
I don't think that this looks alien. I don't think the technology, like, why the fuck would an alien make technology like that? It's not that crazy.
Well, dude, so if you remember last December, mm-hmm. we had the Miami alien, like, at the mall. Miami Mall aliens.
Yeah.
The same fucking thing, dude. I'm just telling you, like, you had the school shootings, and you have the aliens all in December. And I'm like, why are they're just, like, repeating the same freaking script?
Yeah, but the only thing was that particular mall thing was kind of blown out pretty quickly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of...
Dude, it lasted several weeks. It lasted all through December. I remember because I made TikTok videos on it.
I know you did. Like, but I'm saying the average person, I think, kind of lost interest in that.
No.
What do you mean?
They were all about it, bro. Because it kept coming out that, like, someone from the mall.
Yeah, they had like missing. A recording of the beings or whatever, right?
Or no, like they came out with like this confession. I was there. I saw it all. And then like that guy goes just like missing or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like they keep adding this into the story because they want you to follow this story for a specific reason.
Yeah.
It's just we got to figure out why.
Then maybe dropping off is probably the wrong word, but more of a roller coaster. Like it loses steam. They bring in some other, you know, somebody comes up with a claim that this guy was, you know, and then it picks up a little bit, but I just don't think that was ever, to the normal people, was taken as a real serious situation. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about the people that are deep thinking and looking at the ship. I'm saying the average person, I don't think it was that intriguing to the average person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like your wife, my wife, I think they probably were like, what? You know, like aliens at the mall. If I would have told my wife, she would have been like, aliens at the mall. Okay. No, fine. It's fine. You know, but I don't think
Miami
she
Miami aliens, dude.
Yeah, that one I just
and then they'd go show me a video or show me a footage and go to TikTok and you'd see a blurry figure of like two people stuck together and be like, look, they're walking together. This is the gigantic alien.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like these type of stories at the end of the year in December going into January always seem to spark up. You know, it's like this gigantic kind of just weird story.
Do you think it's something to do with like just the creativity levels, boredom? You know what I'm saying? Is there
like news needs the clicks?
Well, listen, when we talk about like low cycles of news, right? Like in December, it's kind of like my job, you know, like December, you know, it can be a little busy, but like January, February is like slow months. Mm-hmm. We all know it's a slow month for the grocery business and other restaurant business is slow in January, February, right? Like there's no holidays. People are just had a bunch of holidays and they're burnt. Mm-hmm. Is it something that is possible where like December is a slow news month? You know, we already had the election. That's over with now. You know, now there's like, what news is there? I don't know. We're trying to find something. People are creating things or they, you know, maybe diving into stuff that they wouldn't normally dive into heavily. Like, is that possible in December?
Could be.
You know, I'm just saying.
I don't. You tell me, dude. I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure this shit out. I'm like, I see an alien story, and I'm like, now we're talking about aliens again in December?
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I don't know that there's a correlation per se with aliens as a whole. Of just like, listen, there's not any major breaking news. You know what I'm saying? Like the shootings, of course, those are going to be broken news because it's a shooting. But I'm just saying, there's not anything huge happening, right? Like until January 20th or whatever that date is. You'll start seeing shit ramp up a little bit. There's going to be some protests. There's going to be the news will kind of strike. But right now it's slow. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a slow cycle right now. So is this something where they're trying to find something to create some news?
Yep.
That's just my opinion. Aliens are a good one because like you always say, like it's hard to prove. You know, you put out a video and it's like, whoa, that's interesting. But then it's like, that could be fake. But there's,
well,
you know.
So naturally, I try to find what else is going on, right? Because, like, this drone thing is very interesting to me because I know that they're trying to make it interesting. But I try to say, okay, let's step away from the drones and let's see what else is going on. Like, the shooting is a big deal, right? That's always a tragic big deal.
Yeah.
But then I'm looking at Paris Hilton, okay? None of you saw this coming.
No, man.
Paris Hilton, she had a child abuse bill. That has been like fully swept through the Senate, like it passed with flying colors through the Senate. And I'm like, what the hell is Paris Hilton doing presenting a bill to Congress?
Dude, you haven't heard about this at all?
No.
Oh, wow, dude. This has been a while, man. She literally is like,
she's
met
actually,
with Trump.
She's been like,
this is like not
over the last five, six years. I feel like she's gotten very professional.
Actually, no, it's probably longer than
so
that.
So why now, though?
What do you mean,
why did it just pass the Senate now and it's going to the House and she's, you know, speaking out against it? I haven't looked at the bill, so I don't know exactly. Is this like an omnibus bill? Does this have any hidden kind of language in it?
I don't listen. I'm certainly not going to say yes or no, but based off of, I haven't really looked at her shit for a long time. I know that she's been much more, I don't want to say politically driven, but she's had some certain things that she's wanted to bring up, you know what I'm saying, and have fixed. And this is not like new really for her, but I think it's just like a bill that she's created. I don't think there's some like omnibus fucking extra shit. I think this is like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Found,
like, I'm assuming.
I found the bill number. It's Senate Bill 1043. So I'm trying to look at like, wait a second. Short-term residential therapeutic programs. this might not be it. This does not look like it. Never mind. I mean, everybody's saying like it's Senate 1043. This is the Paris Hilton shows support for Senate Bill 1043.
Which she shows support for it. So this is not her bill then. Because she's had
that's
her
what
own.
I'm saying.
No,
dude.
She's
like,
had her
why?
Own shit.
This is a California
right
youth
so,
treatment bill.
So this is 14 hours ago from Fox. Okay. Paris Hilton urges House to pass the Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act. After Senate's unanimous approval.
See, like, and you know how they name bills, right? They name it like the Patriot Act, and it's completely not patriotic. It infringes on your constitutional rights.
So what
is this one all about?
Bipartisan bill co-sponsored by 23 lawmakers, including, damn, dude, you name it, right? All over the place. She's urging the House to take up the bill before the session ends this week. If the legislation fails to pass both House before Congress, I don't care about that. I'm trying to find the actual.
Well, regardless, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to look at this. I haven't dug into it.
It says Hilton, you know, an advocate of the bill since its inception, alleged in a New York Times video op-ed series last year that she was a victim of sexual abuse as a teenager in the 1990s when she attended a boarding school in Utah. But she said that she was the victim of a parent approved kidnapping, which is
a parent approved.
Yeah. When she was,
apparently she, I witnessed and experienced sexual abuse from an adult staff as well as endured verbal and emotional abuse daily.
I remember.
She said, she's describing being medically sedated against her will and forcibly restrained. She also says male staff members would watch her while she showered.
Okay.
Is this before she released the porno video?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. So this is the porno video. You'll remember this maybe. Maybe you guys won't because I know you're not into the documentaries as much as I am. But there's a documentary on, I believe, Netflix about this boarding school, quote unquote, like a camp that these parents were told about that you could send your teenagers, your troubled teenagers. This happened in the late 90s, mid 90s. And what it was this, you know, if you had these troubled youth, they would, you know, get to the parents and they give them this brochure and they say, we're going to put them in this boot camp for 6 weeks or 2 months or however long they need. And it was actually a very interesting documentary, man. It was pretty fucking scary. But all these parents paid all this money. They paid thousands of dollars to send their kids to this camp.
Yeah.
And they ended up abusing the fuck out of these kids. And a lot of times they wouldn't let them eat. They wouldn't let them leave. Some of them were there for years. And they said, you can't leave because you're not doing a good enough job or you're not behaving the way you should be. And it was this huge thing where there's thousands of kids. And she was actually, I'm remembering. She, when that documentary came out, she went to go speak to the Senate about this very thing, which is the parent paid kidnapping or the parent, because that's what they were doing. The parents were oblivious to some extent
that this was
happening. And so they were paying these people to take their kids and literally abuse them. And she was involved with that shit.
Yeah, it's saying, like, these teens are sent to short-term residential therapeutic programs. These facilities are able to restrain a child or put them into a seclusion room when the facility operator believes the child is a danger to themselves or others.
Yeah.
Despite there being a requirement for the Department of Social Services to post these incidents online, the reports have not been posted.
Yeah, it was.
We know this, dude. Like the child protection, like whatever the hell, CPS. Like,
yeah.
how ass backwards is that program? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, children go missing, children getting placed into abusive homes. It's like...
The TV series, or the documentary, was called The Program, Cons, Cults, and Kidnapping Exposed Troubled Teen Industry. It was actually a very, like... Yeah, it was kind of a disturbing thing, dude, because there's a lot of people that were in it, you know what I'm saying? And then for her to come out and say that she was actually put in the same thing, and that was years ago, years and years ago. But that was her kind of calling, I guess, you know, to kind of have her voice heard about it.
Well,
which is cool.
It just reminded me of like Ashton Kutcher getting involved with like human trafficking. But then you find out Ashton Kutcher's kind of involved with human trafficking in like a secondary, ancillary way.
Sure, man. Listen, I certainly am not going to try to see. Yeah.
Did he? I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to find someone in that industry that wasn't around it, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure some avoided it, or maybe knew and avoided it, but the majority absolutely were involved. And I'm not going to say that Paris is clean and hasn't done it. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I feel like, to Chris's point, like over the past couple of years, for whatever reason, regardless of her past and being dumb and or coming across as dumb, she has seemed to like turn a corner. She seems, you know, I don't know. I enjoyed listening to her when she was speaking to the Senate. I remember watching that and I was like, oh, she's actually pretty articulate. And like,
well, yeah, I think
Mr. Republican.
She doesn't sound like that, though. That's what's weird, man.
Well, she has a persona that she puts on, like in certain instances. But now, I think lately, over the past decade or whatever, she's been getting really more involved in the business side of like her hotel chain and all that shit.
Yeah, maybe.
So she's becoming,
she's trying to be
as she's getting older, she's getting more professional about shit. Yeah. And she understands that's how you want to be remembered.
She could be like her sister, Nikki. You know what I mean? Fall off a fucking motorcycle. Mm. Skin your ass cheek. Look like a freaking fool.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, she had plenty of looking like a fool moments in her life, in her early years. So.
Yeah, she did.
Paris Hilton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember that whole fucking reality show where her and
it was good. Nikki, I remember. That was good.
They looked like fucking idiots.
They were so dumb. That was what made it good, is they were so stupid. It wasn't her sister. That was what's her face.
They were the blonde Kardashians, dude.
What was her name? Yeah. Dude? Nicole.
Nicole Brown? Yeah.
Nicole.
No. Richie.
Richie. Yeah.
Nicole Richie. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Those two.
But yeah, Nicole Brown.
Nicole Brown. I who knows? I think it's since you brought it up, because I kind of forgot about that shit, but you'd have to look into it more, right? What else is involved with this? And I agree with you 100%, man. Like, they oftentimes add a bunch of weird shit to this, and hopefully that's not the case, because I would agree. Like, I don't know that you should be sending your kids to camps that are, you know, torturing them, obviously, or abusing kids.
Yeah.
So if that's what it is, and at surface level it is what it is, I support it 100%, right? Like, we should be doing all kinds of stuff to stop abuse.
Yeah, you know, and I just don't know, like, what to think about this whole, like, the drones. Now there's, like, this shooting, and then you have Paris Hilton. Like, Paris Hilton is not a distraction.
No.
Like, honestly, like, I don't know. No. There probably is, like, a large following for Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, anymore. Right? Listen, I think she's I'm going to be honest. I think she's got better looking as she's got older, which is weird because she went through some weird... I never thought she was super, super hot, but she's definitely a good-looking woman. She just put out an album not that long ago. I know that because it always pops in my feed. Get an autographed Paris Hilton vinyl. You know, so
that's why she's doing this.
Well, it could be. Sure, it could be. But I don't think that album is shit. I mean, I'm just being real. Like, no one really probably listens to Paris Hilton, and that's fine. Maybe she has a little bit of a following, but she's definitely not the thing she was 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying, or 15 years ago. And that's fine. That's cool, man. But I don't see this as being... any, like, I personally just don't see this being anything other than just she's into something and she's trying to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But we could look at
Other than that, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think that, like, it might be a time to clog the news cycle with just useless shit then. You know what I mean?
Because,
drones, this nuclear topic has been spreading around. Like, Joe Rogan shared the clip of this. We didn't even play the guy, but. This guy who works as like a CEO of a drone manufacturing company for like military and all this stuff, right? He came out with this 9-minute video explaining how he thinks that these low flying drones are sent out for finding this nuclear material.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan shared it.
That's fine.
Now it has like 30 million views on this video. So when Joe Rogan shares something, there's like something behind that in the algorithm that they want you to see.
I mean, he's huge. So, I mean, it's like if he says something, there's a lot of people that are absolutely hooking into that, saying that, well, if Joe says it, Joe's just another person.
I think that he has way more cognizance. He's more cognizant on what he tweets out and when. He's not just like a random comedian who just does stuff. Like, I feel like he's way more calculated now.
Sure.
And he tweets stuff out when it matters for a reason.
I don't know if I, that would be like he's involved, and I don't think that he's involved in some bigger scheme. I personally just have never felt that way. That's just me. Maybe you're right that he's like, obviously he's more famous and bigger, and so he's a little more like mindful of the things that he shares, but that also doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. Like, he could just be interested, as you are, of like, hey, this could be an explanation for it, but doesn't mean it's true. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know this dude, and that dude who's also been operated, that's great. He's got all this backstory. He's worked in the military. He's also guessing. Like, he's not saying, I know for sure my insiders, none of this bullshit. He's saying, this is for what sure. It looks like to me. And
And he's very clear on like, hey, I'm not trying to spread misinformation, so just take this as it is, right?
Which is great, man. So that's what I'm saying. Like, listen. Take it as an option, which it's probably more valid than most options, right? If he has some history, he probably understands, but he also is not for sure what this is. And so at the end of the day,
I bet you he'll be on Joe Rogan like within the week,
possibly
by Friday. Possibly. That man, whatever the hell his name is, he'll be on Joe Rogan.
There's a chance. There's a maybe. And listen, maybe he's onto something. Who knows? But nobody really has it.
But I think that assessment's probably correct. I would say they're ours. They're not telling anybody that they're ours, and they're looking for something.
Or they're scanning something, or just, mapping something.
They're looking for someone, people, something. They're definitely scanning and looking for something.
Maybe they're just evaluating how people would react to seeing things that they're unsure of.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah. Could be a total psyop.
Well, I'm just saying they're putting them up there and like, how are people freaking out? Are they not freaking out? And it's a weird one because like, you know that they're drones, but it's still like a weird thing because you're like, whose are they? How, why are they so big?
That goes into the Project Bluebeam. They're preparing us for Project Bluebeam because this is like a soft sale of it, right? They got to like test the waters. They always do a mini test, like a test pilot. Let's pick a populated area, New Jersey. Okay. Now let's put a bunch of drones out there. We'll get the news cycling around. See
how far this reaction actually goes just on this little bit.
Yeah, but it's drones.
And also like, get them used to it, predictive programming.
But it's drones, right? So, like, it's drones. So it's not, like, that weird. I feel like that would be, like, a bad assessment, like, to try to get. It's like,
well, it's drones that no one can claim. Like, they're not coming from our government. They're not coming
from. They're coming from our government. I think a lot of people are just
saying
just like,
what they're saying.
You know? Yeah. This, I think most people are kind of understanding that this is probably just us, right? At this point, like there's no evidence of Syria. That seems to not have transpired to shit.
They said it was Iraq. Syria. Did they say it was Syria?
It was Syria.
Oh, the ones that are getting blown the fuck up right now?
No, they were saying there was a Syrian mothership, remember, off the coast.
It was Iranian.
Oh, maybe it's Iranian. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. But Syria is getting fucking blown the fuck up right now. Like they just took out. I think it was Israel or somebody. The
ammunition base or whatever.
Whatever the fuck they blew up, but it was a massive explosion.
Sure, man.
Mm-hmm. Like whatever was
Beirut,
there.
What was that Beirut bomb?
It was like that, dude. It was massive.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's weird times.
I wonder if they're going to find a tunnel under that explosion, too.
Oh, probably.
We found this massive hole underneath the explosion. This is where children went. I don't know.
I just feel like when you're talking about Syria and tunnels, that's just hand in hand a little bit. I was watching this thing because I got caught up.
You know, how hot, though? Like, oh, hot, dude. Hot and steamy in those tunnels.
You know, you ever get caught up on a show and, like, you see something on YouTube and then you just start watching the whole thing, you know, like all the different.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, Black Rifle Coffee, right? We all know Black Rifle, but I didn't realize that they put out videos of like war stories and like heroes or like different things. And they're very interesting. Like they talk to all the people. And one of the stories was like 40 minutes long, was about this gentleman that was going through the tunnels. in like Afghanistan, right? And so his job was to clear tunnels and shit. And he's like, bro, there's tunnels everywhere. Like, you go up the side of a hill and there's tunnels like all over the place. Above you, there's tunnels over here, left over here. They have like holes for guns. Like, it's a really like tunnel, you know, they live in the tunnels, dude.
Tunnel people.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's not that weird that in the Middle East they have these tunnel systems. And I bet you they're actually rather cool compared to the outside temperatures, you know?
Oh, probably.
Fairly cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. Okay. But tunnels in Syria? Absolutely, dude. There's definitely tunnels there. With children, I'm sure.
All right, guys.
Huh?
That's it, dude.
Oh, is that it?
That's it, dude.
That's the fucking show.
Damn, dude. All right. So, wait. When are these... let's end on this. When are the drones going to be said... Like, they're going to come out and actually admit that they're ours? When do you think it'll happen?
Never?
Ever?
No.
So it'll just keep happening?
When Trump comes into office.
They'll just disappear just like the balloons did.
So in what, 3 weeks? 3 weeks or no?
Ish.
3-4 weeks when Trump gets into office, then we'll find out.
New Year's Day, and that's what I'm predicting. They're all going to come together and make a cool, like, we are the world, and then everybody's going to be like, oh.
That's very China-esque.
This was like a 2-month setup. Great job, guys. I like it.
They'll just make a big penis squirting.
Yeah, yeah, dude. We got you, suckers. All right, man.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, great. Right. Take care, sir. Everybody, thank you for joining us, guys. Go follow all the different pages. Patreon, Rumble. I mean, we're all over the place.
We'll see you guys on Wednesday.
See ya.
Cheers.
Later.